Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the pasta here because Hiriam said, is this a call out thing? Is that what we call it? Called me out to answer Tin Mad Noom Noom's 12 questions because where are the talkers? Apparently. That's a thing now. So, yeah. Okay, so, yeah, okay. Let's get to it. One, what song would be the soundtrack to your life? Why are you doing this to me? I like so much music that I could literally just never pick one to be the soundtrack. So... oh god, it would work better if you could make it, like, into one of those really dramatic, like, films where each song, or books, where, like, each different part of your life is a different phase and has different chapters, so it's, like, chapter one, like, infancy. Like... sorry. yeah, I'd say... This is going to be weird, but I feel like it's a tie between We Are the Champions by Queen, for obvious reasons, obviously. I said obviously twice, that was bad. It's a tie between that and, like, whatchamacallit, this song called No Tears by Scarface, which, if you look up, is kind of self-explanatory. I'm not going to sing it because I don't want to accidentally offend someone, but, yeah... just, I'm gonna leave it at that. Two, you have to throw an extravagant theme party. What is the theme? What is it to celebrate? What are we eating? How did you decorate? Who was invited? Extravagant theme party. Okay, so this happened over the summer, but I'm gonna do it now anyway. We are celebrating. The theme is 30th anniversary to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Ghostbusters. We are eating. What are we eating? We're eating Chinese takeout because that's what they eat when they move into the whatchamacallit, to the abandoned fire station. They like spend the last of their money on the first night. They're like, where's the how much do we have left? We're eating it. How did I decorate? I decorated by painting, oh, my battery's gonna die, that's fun, by painting the Marshmallow Man and a bunch of different ghosts all over the walls, and there's the New York cityscape on the walls behind us, and on the floor is probably cracks, just because what else would be oozing out of it, and, like, Zool is just there in the corner giving us dirty looks. Who's invited? Everyone's invited, aside from the people who don't like Ghostbusters, because fuck them, they're wrong. They're just wrong. Oh, I didn't answer what we're eating. No, I did. We're having that and booze. Because as Hiriam said, he is correct. Everyone likes booze. No one's gonna show up if there's no booze, so... Three, what is the biggest regret that you're willing to talk about? This always happens to me. Like, there are always these questions that are like, what's X regret? What are you most regret? Like, this, that, the other. And I can never think of anything in the moment. And then I'll be lying there at night, like, or randomly, like, just thinking about something. And then I'm like, oh, man, yeah, you know, I regret that. And then I'm like, why didn't I say that? So, nothing's coming to mind right now, but, I'll come back to it if something occurs to me. How about that? Four, what is your greatest accomplishment? What? Is this a resume? what is my greatest accomplishment? Being a badass? Maybe? Something like that, possibly. We'll see how it goes. I've yet to achieve some important things that I intend to achieve, but once that happens, I can say that. But then that would give away my person, so I don't know. Oh well. The perils of trying to remain anonymous on the interwebs. 5. What non-calendar event signifies the beginning of spring to you? Okay. Where I live, there's this thing where like March rolls around, the beginning of March, and it's freezing and I hate it. And then like somehow always around the middle of March we get like this 1 week that's just like a borderline heat wave compared to like the last 4 months of winter. So the sun comes out, the snow starts to melt, like slowly, but it melts, like this, that, the other. So that is what signifies spring to me, 'cause like that's when I like my hope returns, because I hate winter so much. I hate winter so much. No, so much. Yeah, so that signifies that, you know, the end is near for me, thankfully. Oh my God. 6. What are you looking forward to the most right now in your life? I'm kind of at a crossroads in my life. So I'm looking forward to like the next chapter, whatever that may be. And I'm also like, so that's kind of like, I guess in the next year or so. Generally, within the year. And moreover, like more immediately, I'm looking forward to a trip that I'm gonna be taking that yeah, I'm excited for it. So that's nice. Do you guys, I don't know, this was in the 90s, there was this show called Arthur. I think it still airs, but there was this particular episode that popped into my head the other day when I was thinking about it, where DW, the younger sister of Arthur, she has a friend who's like her mom, the friend's mom's French, so she listens to this voicemail that she gets, and the fucking bitch is like, "I'm on a trip, which is a trip, which is the same thing as a trip, just with a French accent." And I'm just like, "Oh man, am I that person right now?" But I'm that person and I'm excited. So, yeah. 7. What is the first quote that pops into your head? Book, movie, TV, it doesn't matter. This is actually what popped into my head when, like, Hiriam was all, "You're gonna need a bigger boat." It was nice. It was, whatchamacallit? It was both. It was, "When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit." And also, "Where we're going, we don't need roads." Mostly the second one, though, "Where we're going, we don't need roads." Because it's like, you know what? We're moving on. Shit's gonna get real. So don't worry about the roads. So yeah. 8. Do you usually have music running through your head? Yup. Right now? Yup. What song? One second, I need to plug in or find another power source. Aren't you guys happy? This is an adventure together. One second. Okay, so whatchamacallit? Right now, what song? Whatchamacallit? Since I mentioned it, I've got a combination of No Tears by Scarface and X Gonna Give It to You stuck in my head. So that's, you know, sorry, just adjusting the mic. That's nice. I hate the word nice. 9. What did you want to be when you grew up at age 10? For some reason, I had the idea that being a lawyer would be really cool because I wanted to do a lot of things that would require great sums of money, and still do, to be honest. And I was like, lawyers make money, don't they? Like, and the thing is that I'm a very stubborn, strong-willed. You're welcome. I'm a very stubborn, strong-willed person. So when I get into an argument, I really fight. So everyone always told me like, "Oh my God, you'd be a great lawyer." And I was like, "Okay, so lawyers make a lot of money, don't they? So I could totally be a lawyer and like make a shit ton of money and do whatever I want because, you know, fuck that." So when I was 10, I really wanted to be a lawyer because I thought that I would make a lot of money and be good at it. And now I don't because I realize that lawyers have no souls and as Shakespeare said, death to all lawyers. But yeah. It's sad. I feel like can money be a thing? I mean, can it not be a thing? Like, I mean, I know socialism technically doesn't work, but bro, help. At least raise the minimum wage. 10. Do you read your horoscope? I do when it pops up in front of me, or like when someone else is looking at their horoscope, I'm like, oh, what does it say for X horoscope? But I don't actively seek it out unless like I'm looking for something. Like, I don't put a lot of stock in astrology per se, but there are some things that like I can't deny for some reason are just like unerringly true. Like, let's say all Leos that I've met are X, Y, and Z, or like all Tauruses that I've met are ABC. So I like don't understand why that is so, but it seems to be so, at least in my experience. So sometimes I'll look up like compatibilities just for the hell of it to see what I'm getting myself into. And you know, if I'm already doing that, I'll check out my horoscope. But like the short answer is no, not really. I don't look it up, look seek it out. 11. Why are you here? Here is open to interpretation. I'm here right now speaking, reading this thing because Hiriam called me out to answer these because apparently I've got good answers and shit. I don't know. Secondly, I'm here right now because Reddit. That's a reason. And thirdly, I'm here right now because two people who happen to be my parents did something that I don't even want to talk about, and I was the result. So that's nice. Wee. Lastly, 12. Give me some advice. Eat your greens and vegetables. Drink your milk, but not at night. Wax or shave, but don't epilate. Treat others how you want to be treated. Save your money, make a budget. Material goods are just that. You need to be happy with yourself inside. What else can I say? Drink water. Drink lots of water. Water is good for you. It's good for your brain. Don't deny your brain. Read if you can. If not, listen to audiobooks because you need to learn. Laugh. Smile. Be kind to strangers. Do what makes you happy. So yeah. That's what I think that's good advice. Whee! Okay. So what? Now I have to name three people? Okay. Okay. So I shout out, call out three Redditors to continue the goodness. I shout out, ooh, this person isn't gonna like me for this. Shout out Wandering One, Wandering underscore One, because he comments on a lot of stuff in recordings but never makes a recording. So if he feels like answering these 12 questions, that would be cool. Yeah, because yeah. reasons. So I call out Wandering One, although he probably won't do it, so I'm gonna name a few other people. How do I do? Have all of you guys done this? You guys suck. Did Jimmy Boombox do it? If not, Jimmy, you're up. I'm scrolling through recordings right now, just looking for someone. I don't want to be the awkward person that tags out someone who I don't even know, but I think I might have to. Don't you like it when I say, I say it so much. Just hit me already. oh! Yes! Okay. And, Reddit user afraid to be heard because she's adorable and a rigatoni. The cutest rigatoni. And lastly, I guess Tarkus Trooper. Because why not? Yeah. Yeah. That's good, right? That makes sense. Okay. So, grazie, grazie, and I hope this was interesting. Who knows? Thank you for letting me get in on the talking. Bye-bye. Peace out.